For many people, the image of a paperboy tossing newspapers onto porches may feel like a relic from another era. Yet that simple job might have been one of the best early training grounds for budding entrepreneurs. Being a paperboy wasn't just a way to earn a few dollars. It was a crash course in customer service, discipline, and running a small business. Long before kids learned about hustle culture or read books about entrepreneurship, paper routes were quietly teaching the fundamentals. Show up, do the work, serve the customer, and protect your reputation. One of the most valuable lessons a paperboy learned was responsibility. There was no sleeping in. Paperboys had to get up early, often before sunrise in cold, rain, or snow. That requirement alone built a kind of grit that many adults struggle to develop. Entrepreneurship is rarely convenient. It demands consistency even when motivation is low or circumstances are uncomfortable. A paper route taught that success isn't about doing something only when you feel like it. It's about doing it because it needs to be done. Reliability was another essential lesson. If you missed a day, customers noticed immediately. Unlike some jobs where you might be able to coast unnoticed, paper delivery was binary. Either the paper arrived or it didn't. And in a business, reliability is a currency. Customers don't just pay for a product, they pay for trust. The paperboy learned quickly that people expect what they're promised when they're promised it. If you fail repeatedly, you lose credibility, and credibility is difficult to rebuild. That principle is at the heart of every successful business. Being a paperboy also reinforced the importance of quality control. Delivering newspapers wasn't just about dropping them off, it was about delivering them properly. Papers couldn't be wet, torn, or scattered carelessly. If a newspaper landed in a puddle or got shredded by a dog because it was thrown in the wrong place, the customer didn't blame the publisher. They blamed the paperboy. Entrepreneurs learn the same reality. Customers judge you by outcomes, not intentions. Even if you tried your best, the customer's experience is what counts. That creates a mindset of attention to detail and pride in execution. A paper route was also an introduction to customer relationships. Paperboys often interacted directly with customers, collecting payment, responding to complaints, and building familiarity in the neighborhood. They learned that customers are human beings, not transactions. A friendly attitude, a respectful greeting, and a willingness to fix a mistake could make the difference between keeping a customer and losing one. Those small interactions mirror the core of entrepreneurship. Relationships drive loyalty, referrals, and long-term success. Perhaps most importantly, being a paperboy taught that you were essentially running a miniature business. You managed your time, handled inventory, maintained standards, and protected your reputation. In many cases, you even learned basic money management by collecting payments, keeping track of accounts, and understanding that income depended on performance. You experienced firsthand that your results were tied to your effort. In a world where many young people are searching for ways to learn entrepreneurial thinking, the paperboy job offers a powerful reminder. The best lessons often come from simple responsibilities done consistently. Getting up early, delivering reliably, and serving customers well may not sound glamorous, but those are exactly the habits that build great entrepreneurs.